Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every mass shooting.
You can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead. This is bullshit. That's a mask. That's a skin mask. It ain't normal. Look at it.
In the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. I said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it. And I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked and he looked. He went behind me. He's checking it out. He went back. He sat down. He said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
And this is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. Mm. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him. And they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that's...
They airbrushed the mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture of me.
I mean, I've seen the picture, but you can't tell.
You're seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you this story. It was still considered classified.
Why could you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddams. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.